Shauna Leonard owns Sweet Bee Cupcakes.
We have many flavors like red velvet, chocolate, white chocolate, raspberry, candied sweet potato.
Gourmet cupcakes have been trendy in the Northwest for a while now, and Leonard thought her North Idaho town was ready for them.
I've always loved to bake, and even in the grocery store, there's not a place to get a slice of cake. You have to buy the whole thing.
But just outside the door of Sweet Bee is a crosswalk, and it takes you right to another cupcake shop. It's called Frosted.
My name's Jennifer Tarr.
I'm Daria Brown.
And they also saw a demand for cupcakes.
Reminds you of a little treat that you would get when you were a kid and something special your mom would give you.
The two shops opened within days of each other. Now, the owners of both are quick to say that they're not in competition.
She has her following, we have our following.
But something has been happening over the last 9 months that looks a lot like competition. One shop will add gelato, the other will add ice cream. One shop offers coffee, then the other adds espresso. And then the first one adds espresso. They both have the same hours.
9:30 to 5, or until we sell out.
9:30 to sold out.
Even some of the cupcake flavors sound pretty similar.
We have our peanut butter cup, which is a chocolate cake with a peanut butter.
And then our peanut butter cup, which is a chocolate cupcake with rich
peanut. That is our Irish car bomb, which is a Guinness chocolate cake with a Jesus.
Called an ailing Irishman. It's a Guinness stout chocolate cake.
But here's the kicker. Even in a bad economy, both shops say they're doing just fine. Here's Shauna Leonard of Sweet Bee Cupcakes.
I'm doing way better than I could have imagined, and I have a competitor across the street.
In fact, this happens all the time, but on a larger scale. Think of Lowe's next to the Home Depot, or a McDonald's next to a Burger King. Or some economists like to point to this example from comedian Lewis Black on Comedy Central.
And across the street from that Starbucks, in the exact same building as that Starbucks, there was a Starbucks.
Lewis Black called it
the end of the universe.
But economists call that hotelling's law.
Hotelling's law describes a tendency for competing firms to end up making their products as similar as possible.
Economist Caitlin Knowles-Myers teaches hotelling's law at Middlebury College in Vermont.
This could mean that they're producing virtually identical goods or that they're locating right next to each other spatially.
Hotelling, by the way, has nothing to do with hotels. Harold Hotelling was an economist who wanted to examine an economic conundrum. Why does competition sometimes produce less variety? He laid out the law now named for him in a 1929 paper. To understand it, Myers says, take two ice cream stands at opposite ends of a beach.
But what happens is if one of those firms moves a little closer to the center, he doesn't lose any of his customers from the outside, but he captures some of the other firm's customers. And that force tends to draw two firms closer together in the center of the line.
Myers says hotelling's law can be seen in everything from uniform refrigerator design to political opponents who end up having similar platforms.
Morning, how are you doing today?
Back in Coeur d'Alene, both cupcake shops say, for the record, they found out the other one was opening after they had already laid the groundwork for their business. At the online review site Yelp, the competition has heated up a bit as mixed reviews have flown back and forth. But both shops are staying as sweet as their frosting on the subject. Here's Shauna Leonard from Sweet Bee.
I encourage everybody to try both and see what they think.
And over at Frosted?
You should try both of them. And then.
Yeah, we always tell people, just try them.
In the end, this competition may just come down to a matter of taste. In Coeur d'Alene, I'm Jessica Robinson.